You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The disaster thriller Everest is out in Kalamazoo theaters this week. As James Sanford of Alamo Drafthouse reports, the IMAX film is sure to send a chill up your spine.
Everybody has a dream. In some cases, it's finding a great job or getting a good deal on a new car. Or perhaps you fantasize about performing to a sold-out crowd on Broadway or winning the Kentucky Derby. One thing is for certain. There have always been men and women who have dreamed of triumphing over natural challenges, whether that meant swimming the English Channel or racing a dog sled across Alaska, or, in the case of many, scaling the heights of Mount Everest.
Why?
Why?
Because it's there!
That's why. Thank you, Mr. Mallory.
Journalist John Krakauer's 1997 bestseller, Into Thin Air, chronicled his 1996 trip to Kathmandu and his journey to the top of Everest, 29,000 feet up. If you read the book, you know what happened. Even if you didn't, you can rest assured it was not exactly a climb up Sunshine Mountain.
Okay, once we get above here, above the South Col, our bodies will be literally dying, and I mean literally dying. It's not called the death zone for nothing, guys.
Director Baltasar Kammerer's Everest replays that expedition in classic disaster movie style, with a group of colorful characters brought together by the desperate need to survive. There were at least 34 climbers trying to reach the summit, and one of the problems with Everest is that once you start bundling these adventurers up in heavy coats and goggles, it becomes rather difficult to tell them apart. Eventually, the movie has to narrow its focus to a handful of hardy souls, led by Jason Clark, playing Rob Hall, who ran an agency known as Adventure Consultants, and Scott Fisher, who ran a company known as Mountain Madness. He's played by Jake Gyllenhaal. It's easy to distinguish between these two, at least. Hall registers as a safety-first type, while Fisher seems to be the party-hardy wild man who's primarily interested in a good time. The two men merge their groups when it becomes apparent that they're both planning to scale the summit at the same time. But what seems like a smart idea ends up creating a mess on the mountainside, especially when the weather takes a diabolically nasty turn.
Come on, doggy! Dog, let's go! Hurry up!
As drama, Everest is often sketchy and overly reliant on stereotypes, like Fisher as a happy hippie, or Josh Brolin's portrayal of a proud, mucho macho Texan named Beck Weathers. But when it comes to spectacle, the movie delivers the goods. The technical crew does not hold back when asked to whip up terrifying winds and merciless blasts of snow, and cinematographer Salvatore Totino captures both the glory and the nightmarishness of the adventure. When the storms roll up from the valley like sprawling, furious phantoms, the sight is brutally beautiful. The physical consequences of trying to function in Everest's aptly named Death Zone are also graphically portrayed, as the climbers struggle with fluid-filled lungs, snow blindness, and lack of oxygen. Kammerer leaves the agony on Everest occasionally to ratchet up the human side of the story. We drop in on the anguish being suffered back home by Keira Knightley as Rob's pregnant wife, and Robin Wright as Beck's seemingly estranged spouse. While neither actress is called upon to do much besides listening intently on the phone and weeping silently, they ensure that Everest provides a few tears in between the gasps.
It's good.
I wish I was with you.
We'll all go climbing together next time, the three of us.
Everest does not attempt to explore the psychology of the men and women who throw themselves into these kinds of perilous situations, but it does provide a potent picture of what can happen when mere humans defy Mother Nature. Maybe, like the mythological Icarus, we are only meant to go so high.
The human body is not built to survive up here. It screams at you to turn around and go back.
For WMUK, I'm James Sanford from Alamo Drafthouse, Kalamazoo.